Lines in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, you know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
A very, very happy Football Wednesday to you. Hump Day is upon us, and we are going to talk some Browns football. What else? Some NFL football as well, but mostly the Browns stuff. And we got a good one. We got Chris Gokong, linebacker, is going to join us, and he is going to talk about what he's done during his off season, a little bit of traveling that Chris has done with his wife. Be interesting to hear about that. And mostly about what he's been doing with his teammates here in off-season workouts, what he thinks about the draft. You always want to get a veteran perspective on that as well. And speaking of the draft, Trevin Wade continues our series of Meet the Draft Picks here on this show. Seventh-round draft pick from Arizona, cornerback. We'll hear from him. He checks in by phone. Trevin and the 10 other draft picks, all 11 of these guys, heading to Berea. Most of them will be traveling tomorrow and then on the field on Friday for the three-day mini camp here. Looking forward to that. Really looking forward to seeing what these guys look like. Even in, again, a non-contact workout, it's exciting stuff to see how Brandon Whedon throws the football in Ohio, at least, or at least in a setting with fellow professionals, would-be or soon-to-be pros officially once they all sign their contracts. Again, it's against air in many instances. There's no contact, but when Trent Richardson has the ball in his hands, how explosive does he look, even in those drills? All that stuff will be fun to watch, and you know there's going to be a lot of national media here as well as local media, or at least to the extent of what was here during the draft. NFL Network sending Solomon Wilcots to Berea to cover this thing. Bob Holtzman from ESPN is supposed to be here as well. Some national love for this football team. There was some national love today. Mike Holmgren was out at Progressive Field on the Mike and Mike show, which I know is heard on this channel. Although I think that portion of it was heard on, if I've got it right, KNR2. But nonetheless, he was on this morning with the boys and talking about the Browns and kind of getting everybody caught up. Mike Holmgren making his media tour, visiting with a lot of radio stations since appearing with us last Friday in town and now nationally. So that's good stuff as well. Always good stuff when you submit your questions, your comments to our official social media areas, the Facebook and Twitter pages, and our voicemail line, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, or locally 440-824-6134. We love to hear what you have to say and ask, just as we do with this gentleman.
Hey, Vic. Michael here, Youngstown, Ohio native, living in Brooklyn, New York. So how do you feel about this team heading into the season? You know, Owen Marisic is a concern for me. I was, and I'm still sincerely bummed that we just dropped pickers for this kid. He was very underwhelming. He looked scared last season. Just to make you know what he's doing. And I kind of attribute a lot of that to not having a full off season, not having time with the coaches and staff. But the defense seemed to step it up last year, minus the running game, of course. But I feel like that's not really an excuse. I mean, in this league, you should be able to come in and play and perform no matter what. But I think some of these players, they just look confused. I don't know if that's Pat Shurmur's fault exactly, but, you know, I just want to see people on this team play with a little more urgency and a little more consistency. I think Greg Little's going to have a breakout season this year, and I think Cribbs looked hungry at the very end. seemed like he had a knack for getting open. So I got a feeling our receiving core is not as bad as everyone thinks. I think if they could step it up, I think we'll have a good year. I mean, what do you think about this? This team, to me, has become basically that jerk in your circle of friends that you still love and you back up no matter what. But you, secretly, under the surface, you all talk about it and you want him to get it straight finally for once. Do you think we can actually get it straight? I think we had a decent draft, but what do you think about this team overall? You think we're going in the right direction? It appears to be on the surface, but I just can't seem to tell. What do you think?
Okay, well, thank you for that very detailed and multi-topic call that you delivered here. Lots of stuff. I was taking notes as you spoke. Your analogy at the end was kind of interesting. The jerk friend that you're comparing the team to that you always back up, even though you and you want to, I guess, like tell him or her or whoever it might be to straighten his or her act out. Because you are a friend. That's an interesting analogy. I don't know if it really applies. Loyalty to your team is loyalty to your team, and I think it's probably one thing for you to be critical of your team, and you probably don't love it when others are. I think that's kind of the way it goes in sports. But of all the things you said, I'd say that was interesting. And your comments about Owen Marisic, scared, I don't buy that. Did he always do the right thing? Was he always in the best position to succeed as a rookie playing fullback? No. I don't know that your point that Lawrence Vickers, that putting him in there instead of Vickers was a real problem or a mistake on part of this team. I think there's high hopes that Marisic will come back and have a strong second season. Yeah, Brad Smellie was drafted as a fullback in the seventh round, maybe provide a little competition there, but he's more of kind of an H-back guy, too. He's a little bit of a tweener position guy between tight end and fullback. You said Little has the potential for a breakout season, Greg Little. That is something I think this team counts on in a big way. You talked about Cribbs' contributions as well. And this was, I thought, also fascinating. You said the receiving corps not as bad as it seems. You run counter to what I hear from a lot of other people and in the course of this show, and we read more of the questions that have been pulled from our social media sites. You will hear that, or we see, that a lot of people are still pretty critical about the receiver position and unsatisfied about the way it was addressed or not addressed by the Browns during this offseason. But I think that's pretty well understood. It's become almost a cliche the way fans have reacted to that. But you bring up different points about it, which are interesting. Michael via Facebook, how much do you think Trent Richardson will help out the defense with moving the ball, especially against the Ravens and Steelers? I like this one because I think it drives home the point of why it is, for all the reasons you can list for wanting to have Trent Richardson on this team, a guy who can be the hammer when you need him to be, that he can be that kind of back, that bring that, we think about open field burst and explosiveness, but he also can play the hammer role because he can run between the tackles. And I think when you're playing those physical, stout defenses that you face, and throw the Bengals in there too, by the way, when you're facing all three of those defenses twice a year, you've got to have that. That is what was in the mindset, the collective mind of the Browns decision makers in drafting Richardson, is the idea that you can wear defenses out, even those great defenses. If you hit them enough times, you can wear them out. You can expose or exploit some areas of weakness. I know we talk about them in glowing terms. Well, not necessarily glowing here, but you can't help but recognize the success of those defenses, and that's what you have to defeat and overcome every season. But I think he gives them a better chance to do that. Yes, to your point, I think it's a big deal. All right, we'll get to more of your questions during the show, but now, in about, two or three minutes or so, you're going to hear from Chris Gokhan, linebacker for the Browns. He joins us in a couple. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's also brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.
Make make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty, Vinson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion.
Looking for a new pharmacy? Choose Discount Drug Mart for fast, friendly, convenient service. New customers, start the new year off right by earning 500 Pro Points with a newer transferred prescription. Pro Points can be redeemed for free Indians, Cavs, Monsters, or Gladiators memorabilia and game time experiences. Start saving today with our $1.99 generic prescription program, which includes diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, and antibiotic medication.
Hurry, offer ends January 31st, 2012. See store for details. Discount Drug Mart is open every day, including holidays.
Now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder.
We're pretty fired up. We're really excited about the guys we got today.
Browns season tickets start at $32 per game, a significant savings over single game prices.
The end result is scoring points and winning games, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more.
And I'm here today in your face, and I'm a Cleveland Brown.
Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to make a move.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cobb, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get too quick to make a move.
Okay, so when Lydia and I got married, we didn't realize our monogram was going to be so uncool.
Yeah, DSL, super lame. Your fault, David Sanford. I mean, we're like young, but staring back from every washcloth and bath towel is like the name for crazy slow old school internet.
Seems like just about everyone's switching from the phone company's DSL to Cox high-speed internet. No wonder. PCMag.com just rated Cox fastest internet in America.
With Cox, I'm streaming feature films in the blink of an eye.
We should give all this monogram stuff to your brother Danny. We'll just dump it all on his front porch. He's a slow mover.
But how can we? It even says DSL on our door knocker.
This just isn't right.
Till DSL do us part, baby.
Don't be stuck with DSL. Get the high-speed internet more people are going for. Cox High-Speed Internet. Now just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Come by any Cox Solutions store or go to Cox.com to switch today. Limited time offer for residential customers only. $19.99 is for Cox Internet Essential. After promotion period, regular rates apply. Installation, equipment, taxes, other fees additional. Other restrictions may apply.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily. Vic Carucci here till the top of this hour. And looking forward to talking more Browns talk with you. And we get a chance to do so. We bring a player into the studio. This segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Well, we're very happy to have with us now Chris Gokong, standout Browns linebacker. How you doing, man?
Vic, how you doing?
Doing well, and it's great to have you with us. You know, I always, it's almost like, what did you do on your summer vacation? I feel like some of these questions are, but when guys come back after an off season, I know you do some different things, and I know in your case, you traveled to Europe.
Tell me about that. Right. We try to make one big trick every year, and this year we went to France, Switzerland. It was 2 weeks. It was so much fun, you know, just the culture and I would say the hardest thing is a language barrier. You know, I try my best to learn some French, but there's only so much you can do with this
right
here. It was an experience though. It was definitely fun.
Now these are friends. Any other football players join you or just?
Well, actually, no, it was just me and my wife.
Okay.
But last year, we went to Italy, and I happened to see DeQuell Jackson walking down the Spanish Steps.
Randomly.
In Rome. And that was our last night there, and we were flying out the next morning. So yeah. we ended up going to a bar downtown there, and we had a great time.
Oh, that's really, that's very cool. And you've been... now involved with the workouts these last couple few weeks, actually, yeah. and the off-season conditioning. What do you? I know it's the whole idea is to get yourself in better physical shape for the season for everybody. But I know that general answer. But how much specifically do you get out of it, and what are you working on specifically?
You know, it's there really is so much that you can do by yourself and out of the team setting that I think the biggest thing that we do get besides the whole, the physical part is being with the guys and being able to do some walkthroughs and kind of knock the rust off the defense stuff, you know, just remembering the things that you forgot over the last 3 or 4 months. And it's we've been doing some great work and most of it is I think the biggest part of it is the classroom work, you know, like getting back in the playbook and looking at the basics and just kind of remembering things again.
You're a veteran in this league, so I know in terms of getting ready for a season, last year probably wouldn't have thrown you off as much as it would have thrown off maybe some others, and certainly rookies who had no indoctrination and had to literally start from square one at training camp. But when you think back to a lost off season and the routine that you do have, and now that you're in this routine, I mean, how different is it for you, and how much more beneficial do you see this being compared to what you guys went through last year?
You know, last year was so different. You know, we're in such a structured environment all the time. We always have a target date. You know, that's the thing with us football players. We always know that the date that we're working up to. You know, the first game and all that stuff. So not having a target date was the hardest thing that I found. You know, it wasn't a question of motivation, it was a question of okay, where what's the date that I need to peak at, you know, and mm-hmm. we just didn't have a date, you know, that was the hardest thing, and also the fact that it was a new defense, you know, new coaching staff and all that stuff. So it was pretty interesting. It was kind of, you know, hitting the ground running, just like all the other teams were, but we have new coaches, new defense, new playbooks and all that stuff. So.
And there is a learning curve with that. And judging by the results, I mean, actually this defense did reasonably well given the circumstances from a statistical standpoint, where you ranked and all that. But now that you're entering year two of Dick Geron's scheme and all that it entails, how much different is that? And how much more of an edge do you feel you have? How well do you feel you know it now? I know you know it better than last year, but are we talking about everybody having it down, and do you have it in your mind that it's second nature?
Yeah, you know, I think it's not so much learning the defense and knowing what you're going to do, and you know, you're in the NFL, you need to be able to look at a playbook and be able to play it that next week. It was a matter of knowing what as a defense, what our identity was going to be. You know, we focused a lot on certain defenses, and we really didn't call them during the year. And you know, now that a year has gone by, we really do know what we're going to focus on. What our calls are going to be. You know, during certain times, what are our go-to calls and stuff like that. So we definitely have a feeling of who we are as a defense, and I think that's the biggest thing.
And we're visiting with Chris Gocom, Browns linebacker, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So much talk about this draft impacting this team in a positive way. The excitement of having a Trent Richardson come in, the very likelihood of a new quarterback in Brandon Whedon, a new right tackle, and so forth. But 11 players joining this team from the draft, and high expectations. You as an incumbent player, how do you view that? Because I know a couple of these guys are linebackers, and you know, you're not necessarily sitting there saying, "Yeah, oh, I hope the linebacker comes in and does great." I mean, that would be ridiculous for anybody to think you would think that way. But team wise, big picture, how do you see it?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about playing in the NFL is it's a team sport, but at the same time, it's an individual career. So you know, you can see it on both sides. But I think, for the most part, everybody here has the right mindset, and you know, it's not I hope they don't draft, you know, a linebacker because he's going to take my spot. It's, well, you know, I hope we get some competition so we can be the best squad that we're going to be.
Right.
It's, and really the fact is, you know, if it's going to come to that at at anybody's career. At,
sure.
At the end of anybody's career. So it's you're always looking to push yourself. You're always, you know, at the same time you're being pushed. So I think it's great motivation, you know, and you have to look at it the right way, not in a negative light.
No, and you have so much reason to feel good about what you were able to do, especially those five games that Scott Fujita missed at the end of the year with the broken hand. You stepped up there in a big way, handled that strong side well. Kaluka Maeva steps in and does an outstanding job. I mean, really, the linebacking core in the latter part of the season, and I know you're very self-critical, but I mean, as a group, you had a lot to be proud of.
Yeah, you know, I think we hit our stride. I think we're playing well together, you know, given the shuffling around, and you know, I my hat goes off really to the D-line and secondary, you know, because the secondary, you know, TJ Joe and all these guys and you know, the D-line were really doing well. So I think as a defense, you know, we all kind of came together and it really did show out there.
And as we hear about the names, I mean, I'm sure, I know you're a football fan, a college football fan. You certainly saw a good deal of Trent Richardson, and how could you not? A very highly exposed team, national spotlight. Just your thoughts on a kid like that joining this team and what he could be.
You know, I hate to shoot down your question, but truthfully, I don't. This is a secret. I really don't watch that much sports. I think my first look at Trent Richardson was during the draft. I'm like, wow, that kid's really good. You know, I just don't watch sports that much. But
okay.
But you know, looking at his highlight reel, he's a beast. You know,
you listen to sports talk radio though, however, like this show.
I only listen to you.
Thank you, thank you, Chris. I knew you. Thank you. I love the love there. But Trent is he does. I think he looked the part, right?
He looks explosive. He looks strong, and you know, he definitely looks the part. It's going to be a fun training camp. You know, going against that guy every day.
Oh, I can imagine. No, I can imagine. And as far as the rest of the team, the veterans that you've been talking with, and the kind of the atmosphere in the locker room and such, give us a feel for that. What do you sense? I know coming off of 4-12, it's what nobody wants by any stretch, and it looks like from that point to get to where you want to go is a big climb. But what is the attitude related to making that climb?
Yeah. You know, I've been on winning teams. I've been on, you know, some losing seasons too, and I think the whole thing is mindset. You know, I felt like last year we had it. We just needed a spark, and we just kind of got, I don't know. We, you know, it started a downhill sort of, I don't know what to call it, but
the spiral.
We needed a spark, and I really do feel that we have that spark. You know, there's that mindset. There's something going on in the locker room. You can feel it.
Is it anger? I mean, well, I'm trying to find the right word. What is it?
It's
resolve.
I don't know how to describe it. It's knowing that you're good, but we haven't shown it yet. You know,
okay.
So we just. We don't need to prove it to ourselves. We need to just go out there and do it.
Just do it.
There's nothing to say.
Well said. Chris, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
He is Chris Gokong, linebacker for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease the best-selling Escape or F-150 for only $199 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Bike nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out The Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Attention residents of this neighborhood. My name is Dave, and I'm opening a new sporting goods store right down the street. So, listen, if you're into sporting goods, stop in and buy some of my competitively priced gear. You won't regret it.
There's an easier, more effective way to find the customers that matter most. With Every Door direct mail from the Postal Service, you can reach every home, every address, every time. Visit usps.com/mail to learn more.
Oh, one more thing. Since I'm here, has anyone seen my cat?
This is Jim Swayze. Now, with Mother's Day coming up, and of course, being the thoughtful son, it got me thinking. The best gift my mother gave me is probably the gift of reading. So the best gift I could give her may just be the same thing. And at Half Price Books, they have a world of Mother's Day gift surprises. Great books on any subject or hobby your mother loves, plus music and movies, and almost everything's half price or less. And the folks at Half Price Books think the world of both you and your mom. That's why, if you decide to get her a $25 gift card to send her on her own treasure hunt, they'll give you a free $5 shopping card for your own thoughtful self to come back and use in June. So share Mother's Day with your mom at Half Price Books. Give her the world and get something free for yourself. Hey, mom raised you to be smart and thoughtful. Half Price Books. Real books, real music, and really thoughtful gifts. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note on the blog at hpp.com.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, and you're right, this is the Ask Vic portion of the show, driven by Liberty Ford. This is where my assistant, Danielle Lavelli, gets out her shovel, her pickaxe, and goes digging and mining for questions inside the Facebook and Twitter pages, the official pages of the Browns. And always comes up with a lot of stuff. Comments and questions. We deal with both of those because we find some basic ones, some interesting ones, and just what's on your mind. That's the whole idea here. From Facebook, Jackie, I just like this one because I haven't seen something like this in a while. Very simple, to the point. She says, "I think the team is going to surprise everyone this year." Now I've seen a few optimistic comments, but that one is as optimistic as many of them, and interesting that Jackie does that. Nice that she does that, but we share them both, you know, from both perspectives. For instance, the contrast. Right to Jason from Facebook. He said, "I would like to know how any quarterback we have can expect to do anything without talented receivers. No doubt Trent Richardson will keep the defense honest, but I would love to see a real deep threat to have Whedon's cannon to fire to." As far as the uniforms, you know, there was some commentary, I know, on Facebook about the unis, usually is. "I think we have 1,000 more pressing issues as a team." Very good, Jason. Yeah, I'm gonna go with you on that. I know that's a popular one to comment on, but there are bigger issues with this team for sure. Again, to the point of receivers, I'm not as worried about it as others are. I'm not going to tell you that the answers are all here and have been resolved. And I want to see it to believe it. I had someone stop by the studio today who was touring the facility and, you know, put that same question to me regarding the drops. And, you know, you don't just go on blind faith and say they won't drop passes anymore because you can't possibly drop as many passes as a group of receivers in this season as you did last season. You know, it's just hard to fathom. I think that's just sort of logic talking. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's factual, you know, that you could say that. But, and we heard Mike Holmgren say it on this show at the end of last week, and it's been said elsewhere. And it doesn't make it so just because someone says you can't will this. What I do believe happens is that it'll be such a point of emphasis, it'll be brought up not just on talk shows and by media and in press conferences and whatever. It's going to be brought up enough times by the coaching staff, by, you know, Mike Williams and the staff, Mike Wilson and the staff, and coaches, receivers, and the rest of the offensive staff, by Pat Shurmur, by any number of people, by the players themselves, to each other. You know, hold each other accountable. You heard from Chris Gokong regarding, and I wanted to get into like the attitude mindset, and granted, he's speaking from a defensive perspective, and he couldn't really put his finger on it, but he did say there was this feeling in the locker room, and whatever it is, if it's not anger and if it's not a sense of resolve, it's just sort of knowing and understanding how much better you could have been a year ago, how much better you should be this year. Part of that is doing, you know, it's not a little thing to say do the little things right, that matters too, but doing things like catching the football, which seems pretty fundamental, except it wasn't always the case for the Browns. Derek from Facebook: make no mistake, at some point, if not on opening day, Whedon at some point will be the starter. I have said all along, Seneca Wallace is a better quarterback, so you draft a soon-to-be 29-year-old, not to sit the bench, but to start. And Wallace to back up bye-bye Colt, Derek says. Well, that remains to be seen how the QB situation will play out. It'll be interesting, to say the least. The drama that is at least now created by the fact that Colt McCoy is still with the football team that has now drafted a first-round quarterback, that pretty much everyone looks at the situation and says what the likelihood is, the percentages are, whatever you want to call it, that you see Brandon Whedon stepping in to take the job and not sit at his age. And that's been a point that Mike Holmgren has reiterated or said multiple times, and it's been a point that we've heard from Tom Heckert. Because it's not, we can all say that. It's pretty obvious. Tyler via Facebook: Everybody is saying Trent is the most complete running back to enter the draft since Adrian Peterson. Do you think Trent has what it takes to be the next great running back in the NFL? I do. I think he absolutely does. It's for multiple reasons as far as the skill set is concerned, but I also think it's opportunity. I mean, I do think when you draft a guy like this, he's not drafted to be a complementary part to your offense. He's drafted to be a foundational part, at least in the, let's say, year one of the presumptive development of a rookie quarterback in Brandon Whedon. That's how you allow him to come along and bring him along, and you make use of this guy to the hilt. And, you know, hearing Tom Heckert, I think, talk yesterday was interesting on the show about the different roles and the different skill sets that the running back core has, right? I mean, just you know, with everybody's respective skills that they can bring to the table. For instance, a Brandon Jackson as a receiver, that he's saying there should be some, or he would expect some instances, and this is Pat Shurmur's call as head coach, and it would also be Brad Childress as offensive coordinator weighing heavily in on this as to the usage of personnel, but the GM is saying that he can envision third down situations when Trent isn't on the field and a Brandon Jackson is out there, and that a Montario Hardesty has a role in spelling Richardson. And he said, don't forget about Chris Obanaya in this discussion. I think the more people you can put in circumstances or in situations and make sure this guy is totally fresh, the better it is. But it also seems like just gauging Trent Richardson, and I love this about him, he's going to put up a little bit of an argument about that. I think he's a guy that absolutely sees himself being on the field a lot. And, yeah, to be an Adrian Peterson, to be a back of that caliber, you it's the reps. It's being out there. It's the versatility. It'll so much will depend on how he picks up blitzes and on how well he blocks. That's the real major part of determining how much PT you give this guy, because that is not something that this Browns team could count on consistently enough, particularly when Montario Hardesty was in there, to pick up those blitzes, to make sure you know Colt McCoy doesn't get smashed when those blitzers are tearing after him. So, all right, we've got much more coming up. You're going to meet another draft pick, Trevin Wade. He is the first of the Browns' 2 seventh-round picks. Cornerback from Arizona. That is coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to wait to take a move.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Greetings. This is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed with Water Smart. It seems there are certain people out there who go by the name of Pennington saying that Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed contains filler. Well, that's dandy rot. What they call filler is actually a water-smart coating that absorbs and holds water to keep the seed moist, even if you miss a day of watering. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, spread some Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Recently, a group of burglars tried to break into my house, but thanks to my Alarm Force home alarm and video relay, the burglary was thwarted. Beyond that, the video evidence helped the police catch the burglars. See the full story at alarmforce.com and get your home alarm and video relay for only $199 and $35 per month.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Constantino's Market is a family-owned grocery store. As the community has grown, we've been able to get the financing to grow the business right along with it. Being an intricate part of the community is a big priority for the business. My name is John. I'm a business banker at Key Bank. Constantino's Market is my client.
At Key Bank, we get to know our customers. To us, they're a big deal. Visit key.com/big deal to make your business a priority. Key Bank, unlock your possibilities. Key Bank is member FDIC. All credit products are subject to credit approval.
And we're back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So pleased and appreciative that you're taking this chunk of your Wednesday. I hope it's the full hour, but certainly whatever time you give us is appreciated to spend with us. And now is the time, speaking of time, to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. Browns season tickets. They start at $32 a game. That's a significant savings over single game prices. Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more. Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434, or visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this segment, this Meet the Draft Picks segment, is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game. We're so pleased to have with us now the first of the Browns' 2 7th-round draft picks. He's a cornerback from Arizona named Trevin Wade. Trevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So I guess the first thing I want to ask you is, being drafted by this Browns team, just being drafted in the NFL, and for you and for a lot of the people who were waiting for that phone call, I'm sure you were sitting there and just finally glad it came.
Oh, yes, sir. It's a dream come true, and, now you got to take the dream and, expand it. So I was very happy to receive the call once it came.
How much are you aware of this Browns football team, especially about the defense? Because as much as the team struggled with its overall record, the defense was one of the better ones as far as its ranking in the NFL this past year.
I've seen that, and I noticed that their past defense is actually, really good. And I just want to come in there and add to that what I can, and also add to special teams.
Yeah, that's the other thing. For a guy, especially coming in where you do, your best route to making this final roster is going to be your work on special teams. So tell me about that. How much, I know as a starter in college, I don't know how much work you were able to get in that area. How much of an impact do you think you can make?
I think I can make a really good impact. I play for Mike Stoops, and, Coach Stoops theory, the plan on his team, is first you got to play special teams. So in order to earn a spot, you need to show that you can play on special teams. And, that's been embedded in me, so I'm just taking that to the next level as well.
Excellent. And what kind of a guy do you see yourself as a cornerback? Because one of the things I know, just looking at some of the analysis of you, is you bring to the table a decent amount of size with you, like what, about 5'10", 192, that you can be physical, and you seem to pride yourself on rerouting guys, on doing what you can physically to get them off their route.
Correct. I'm a big feet guy. That's what I stride on. And, because it doesn't matter what your physical abilities are, the technique is always going to be there, and you can always get better, and you can't really lose it. And so that's what I, stride on. And, a lot of people talk about speed and stuff like that, but, if you look at my college career, I've never got outran by anybody my whole college career. And we played USC, Oregon, big schools, Oklahoma State, like stuff like that. You can watch the game tape and nobody's ever outran me. And I run people down from behind all the time, And so I don't really understand that part about lacking speed, because nobody's going to run a 4.2 when you got a hand on them. It's not possible.
Right.
And I use my technique to my advantage, and that's how I can get the best of people, because when it's 4th and 3 and you need to stop, 4.2 is not going to help you stop the out route. It's going to be that technique and your break and your fundamentals.
Trevin Wade is joining us. He's a 7th-round pick of the Browns, a cornerback from Arizona. Now, Trevin, you're from Texas, correct?
Yes, sir.
How did you end up at Arizona?
The Stoops brothers, they came down and talked to me, and, I really like the Stoops, how their background on defensive backs, and how they have a lot of players, as well as my high school basketball coach. His uncle was one of the, the offensive coaches on the staff. So, he kind of mentioned my name to him, which relates to the Stoops, and then they seen me, and I wanted to go somewhere new, and, I liked the city when I went there, and they also have a Air Force base there, so it's pretty cool, seeing Jets fly by every day.
Right. And you're referring, of course, to Mike Stoops, right? The
yes, sir.
Who had been
and
the coach.
Mark.
And Mark.
And yes, sir.
His brother, who was... Now, Mark Stoops ran the defense?
Yes, sir.
Right. Okay. Because Texas, I mean, you know, you think about growing up, probably, I just figured your dreams would be to be a Longhorn or you know, maybe an Aggie or something like that.
Right. I like going new places. You know, I like going somewhere new and learning to play around and adjusting. And, you know, new challenges. I like challenges.
Now, with regard to the possibilities here with the Browns, it's always competitive, and I know they're going to want all of the nine players who were drafted by this team to come in with the idea of competing no matter where you were drafted. So I would assume, I know you can look at the secondary, and a guy like Joe Hayden is there who's established himself in a short amount of time, one of the better corners in the league. They have Dimitri Patterson who had his contract extended, so you know that there's a lot of high regard for him, and Sheldon Brown, a veteran player, and then Buster Skrine was drafted last year. I mean, I assume as you look at this, you're going to try your best, of course, to make your mark, and maybe one way to do that as a newcomer is to try to win a nickel role.
You know, that would be great. That's the best idea, and, you know, wherever they put me, I'm going to give it my all and, you know, try to do what I'm good at, which is, you know, get my hands on the ball, you know, get turnovers, and do my job.
How is your sense of man-to-man coverage? Because that is a big concept with defensive backs in this defense that Dick Geron coaches here in Cleveland.
Well, this was good. The last 2 years, we switched to man-to-man. And, you know, I like it a lot. It's really fun, and especially if you're bringing blitzes, you know the ball's coming out. So, and with man-to-man, there's really little room for error. So that's where you take these guys to be perfect, you know. So I constantly work on mine all the time, and man-to-man is a challenge, and, you know, I love challenges, like I said earlier, and it'd be good for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it puts you out there on that proverbial island. I mean, it's you and the guy you're covering, and it's very clear if things don't go well who people can look at and point to. But when things go well, they can also say, yeah, he shut him down.
Correct.
And that's, from your standpoint, you have to be built a certain way. I guess as the more I talk with guys in this defense, the Joe Haydens, the Dimitri Pattersons, the thing they tell me that has to work best for them is if things go bad, you just absolutely have to erase it from your memory right away. Are you that kind of guy?
Oh, yes, sir. You know, you get beat, it's going to happen. You know, you're playing on this type of level, you know, you're not going to win all the plays, you know, and the plan is to win them, but, you know, of course, you're going to get beat as a part of the game, or else the other player wouldn't be good, you know, and it's not like that in this league. But you just got to, if that happens, you know, just come back and try to make a play. And stay up to, you know, take care of yourself.
Who in the NFL have you kind of studied and sort of patterned yourself after? Is there any particular corner that you said, hey, if I've got the chance, I want to be as much as I can like that guy?
Well, the two guys I watch Charles Woodson, because he's really aggressive, and he has great ball skills, and he's not afraid to tackle anybody. And I was watching him play the nickel. You know, he's been moving to the nickel and coming from blitzes real hard and making tackles and being able to cover. Like, I've been watching him a lot, and that's what I admire on that end. And then for coverage-wise, I look at Darrell Revis just because how patient he is. When he's guarding the receivers, if you watch him one-on-one, he's really patient. And he's not like most guys who just depend on their speed and their physical abilities. He's really patient.
Well, I wish you the kind of success that those guys have had in the NFL, Trevin, and look forward to seeing you when you get here to Berea later this week.
Thank you.
All right. He is Trevin Wade, cornerback from Arizona, the first of the Browns' 2 7th-round picks. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty, Vinson, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love this and love saving this, then get to Summit Racing Equipment in Talmadge. Summit Racing has the lowest prices guaranteed on the parts, tools, and accessories for high-performance cars and racing, trucks and off-roading, daily drivers, late-model vehicles, and more. Choose from millions of parts in stock from over 900 brand-name manufacturers. And right now, save even more with these Summit Racing special offers. Earn 40 Summit bucks with the purchase of a pair of Cat Forward headers from JVA Headers. Earn 20 Summit bucks with the purchase of a Wilwood Tandem Chamber Master Cylinder. And get a $50 rebate with the purchase of four Rancho RS5000 shock or four RS7000 MT shock. So get into this and get to Summit Racing Equipment today for the parts and accessories for what you drive or less. Summit Racing Equipment, I-76 East, exit 29 in Talmadge, open 9 to 9, 7 days a week.
Now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder.
We're pretty fired up. We're really excited about the guys we got today.
Browns season tickets start at $32 per game, a significant savings over single game prices.
The end result is scoring points and winning games, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more.
And I'm here today in your face, and I'm a Cleveland Brown.
Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434.
Stop wasting your money. Push, pull, or drag in your gas guzzler to Bill Doherty Kia and get a $7,000 discount off any select fuel-efficient new Kia in stock. Award-winning new 2012 Kia Optimas that get 35 mile per gallon, are just $149 per month, backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. And if you have a job bringing home $350 per week, we want to approve your credit only at Bill Doherty Kia, I-71 and Route 18 in Medina. Qualified applicants, 36-month lease, $3,495 at inception. No security deposit required. Offers don't combine.
Since more people bundle their TV, phone, and internet with Cox, the phone company's got some time on their hands.
Yes?
Hi. Care to have your windows washed today?
Excuse me?
Oh, we can wash your windows. We have a truck with a cherry picker lift. We'll get your third floor windows spotless.
No, thank you.
Well, what about some phone, DSL, and TV?
DSL? Sorry, but I've got the Cox bundle for just $75 a month, so...
Cox! Thank you.
Well?
Another Cox bundle.
What did we ever do to them?
I just can't believe they can offer America's fastest internet.
As rated by PCMag.com?
TV with 100% digital picture and sound for just $75.
Digital phones included, too.
Thanks for reminding me.
And what a friend's for?
Get the bundle more people are going for. The Cox bundle. Only $25 each for 6 months. Plus free professional installation. Come by any Cox Solutions store or go to Cox.com to switch today. Limited time offer for residential customers only. Price includes new subscriptions to Cox Internet Essential, TV Economy, and Phone Premier. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, other fees, additional, other restrictions apply.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
With you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Many more of your questions and comments to address here from the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. Robert from Facebook, what will it take to see the Browns win the AFC North? The Browns have not been to the postseason since 03. What will it take to put a team together who wants to win? Well, Robert, I think the wanting to win part is not an issue. I don't think that's a discussion. What will it take to win the North? I think it takes the ability to match up to the strengths of the opposition. I think we know what those are. And the difference-making parts of that are the parts that were prominent in this draft. We talked about what the running back means, Trent Richardson, to helping to work against those defenses. And as far as defending against those teams, you know, I think what you have building in the way of youthful people defensively, better defensive line, I think a better pass rushing line, the addition of a Frosty Rucker in that mix helps. I think a John Hughes as part of that rotation helps. I think depth at linebacker, James Michael Johnson, Emmanuel Acho, that helps. Fortifying your defense. And you heard yesterday from Sheldon Brown what it meant to just have a better pass rush, those added seconds that the secondary can work with. So I think those are the two basic areas. You run better, first and foremost, and I think you clearly ramp it up defensively against, you know, three decent to great quarterbacks that you have to deal with. Jared via Facebook, how many years does it take a quarterback to hit their prime? 4 or 5? So by then, he's talking about Brandon Whedon, he's 33. How old is Manning? And look at his situation, and Whedon will be no Manning. Okay, so Jared has that figured out. You know, 4 or 5 years. I agree with you that you don't expect, you don't go into a season saying instant successful QB. Doesn't usually happen. We know that. I don't know that it's the curve in the course of that 4 or 5 years that it's the actual hitting of the prime that matters the most, or if you're making a lot of progress. If you're showing, first of all, some Andy Dalton-like success as a rookie, what's wrong with that? And who says that isn't a possibility? And then beyond that, look at what the guy can be or do in the course of years 2, 3, 4, 5, how much, you know, incremental progress is made. And I think if you're seeing the line go up in the course of that time, I'm less worried about what the quote hitting the prime spot is at the end of it than progress being made in the course of it. And yeah, so what if he's 33 at the end and still playing some good football? I don't think that matters. But I think I clearly say this: he's drafted with the idea of immediately coming in, very likely, as long as he shows that that's the case, that he can do what they fully expect him, they being the Browns decision makers, do. And do it, you know, on the front end of all of this. Chuck, via Facebook, will the new offensive coordinator call plays? No. Pat Shurmur is still going to call the plays. Brad Childress, the offensive coordinator, is going to collaborate on the design and structure of the scheme. I'm sure on that script of plays, he'll have a big, big say in that. He'll run the offensive meetings often, I think, or at least certainly there will be someone other than Pat Shurmur running the offensive meetings more often than was the case last year, which was never, because Pat Shurmur, as the head coach, also doubled as the OC. Matt, I like this. So understand, I think this is a little dripping with sarcasm. Matt, I can't believe H&H would have the nerve to draft a right tackle who's a nasty run-blocking mother. Not to mention a first-team All-Pac-12. The nerve of those guys to try to get a man who creates holes for T-Rich and pass protects for their first-round quarterback. The nerve. I just had to read that because you got the dripping with sarcasm thing down very well in text. Matt, good stuff. Terry asks, how do you feel about the defensive backfield going into the summer? Yeah, I think this is a place that we'll watch closely to see what is going to happen with a secondary that now, you know, first of all, and going into the summer, what we'll see on the field will be somewhat interesting, but I think it's more interesting when you see some games being played, you see some practices where how they're holding up, I guess, against the younger people, especially Buster Screen. I want to see in year 2. We want to see what a Trevin Wade is able to do. You heard from in this show, but I think I feel good that TJ Ward comes back healthy. I feel good that Dimitri Patterson is not only still on this team with an extended contract, but probably get some time on the outside, that he's not just a slot guy. And it'll be interesting to see what the competition is like for that slot position. And Sheldon Brown, all the perspective that he brings, all the experience and presence that he brings. So, Kevin, wants to know what positions the Browns might still be looking for in free agency. Kevin, I think the free agent shopping, as I say, that shopping cart has been put away. I think you may see the occasional hole patch signing here and there, but I don't see that there's anything out there that this team is quote, targeting in the market or that anybody is. I think that's pretty well shut down. It's all about your roster being your roster. We want to thank some people for this show. We want to thank Chris Gokong for being here, Trevin Wade. We want to thank Brian Smith and Drew Boatner. We want to thank Danielle Lavelli and our producer tonight, Emmett Golden. And we want to tell you that we're going to be with you tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.